July 18th, Hometown Fest meeting, 6 p.m.
So you want him to guarantee one can do the tax returning until we can use it.
Okay.
Two, yeah, you'll tweak it, put our stuff in there, and then...
I'll just scan it and send it to Eric.
Okay. And then I just brought this because this is in the file as well. I don't know if it's something we want to use at the end, but it's a little evaluation. Just see what people think, thoughts, ideas for the next one. And then I spoke to Dawn regarding her going off to the donation, and I will give her her copy, and she can, if that gets approved, Pat, you can just let Dawn know.
Okay.
It has to be, I don't know if we'll mail them from the village end of it to the businesses, or if it's something that Dawn and I need to get together and stuff on both.
Okay. How many businesses do you think?
I have no idea, because we've never done it. I had given it to Mark before, and I thought he had said he talked to the attorneys, and they said no. So...
But do you know how many they sent out?
No, but they never happened at this level.
No.
Oh, okay.
Never happened at this level.
Really?
Yeah. Why? No, I don't know. Can't hurt to do it if we can do it.
No.
I don't know why one municipality can do it and not help.
Yeah,
so.
I don't.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
I think we should do it.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we probably send out
50,
and if we get 15 checks in the mail, we get 15 checks.
Well, I mean, especially with the business summit that we just did, which generated a bunch of interest
mm-hmm.
with the business, this could be another opportunity for businesses to get involved.
And
we're going to have another business summit. So I think we should absolutely
okay.
do it.
We're going to have a board of all the donors, so
mm-hmm.
in banners, but they'll be recognized at the
festival. And I know from when I was doing the minutes, you guys were talking about putting them on the back of a t-shirt, too.
There was talk of that, but I don't know that anything got settled with that.
I think it was people that were 250 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I think we still have banner boards downstairs where you can Velcro all the names in.
Okay.
If that's something
you want to use. Sue had made a comment. She would have Keith do like what he did for Arbor Day. So.
No, the minutes of the first two meetings were approved at Monday's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to include that on the email, the Hometown Fest people? I can't do the last from the first second until it's approved.
Okay, music is in the hands of Don, who unfortunately is with his sister. Sue was going to try and make it tonight, touch base on that, so if Sue shows up, we will double check with her on the music. Does nobody else, is there anything different, have they?
I don't know. Everything else is set except for I don't know what he's doing with the band that's getting paid by the beer vendor.
The Modern Day Romeos, right?
Modern Day Romeos. Yeah, I haven't...
Dan didn't say anything, because I was going to say, I thought he had made a comment, too. That he was going to look into. Maybe he did tell me Monday he
hasn't
heard anything.
But Jose was looking into
it.
Yeah.
He was willing to bring a band.
Yeah.
But it was all based on Don and Coors and what they're going to sponsor and a stage and all the all of their love.
Oh.
So if Sue pops in, we will find out from her. Location, I think we're pretty much solved. You felt comfortable, and I felt comfortable moving it over here. The only thought I had the other day driving was bingo. If we end up with bingo, are we going to have an area flat enough to set up bingo? She always done it in a parking lot. So, however, I did speak to Sonia about bingo. She needed a date, which I had given her. She will not be able to attend tonight. And she was going to get back to me when she found out from them that it'll work with her. So.
We can make bingo.
If you like, we'll depending on what the parking lot looks like, maybe we can go to the parking lot. Okay.
Are we going to have some sort of site map?
Yeah. And we have one that Ron had shared before. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been a layout done on it.
There is not, but and maybe tonight if we could, or if I at least get more knowledge, I'll start playing the scale little boxes.
Are we going to, I wasn't there last meeting, are we trying to keep it in the grass, or are we going to use the parking lot?
No, I think... You go right ahead, sir.
The south end of the village hall, the parking lot, well, two is what we're going with. I think is consensus, car show, long Cedar Lake, the food vendors in a U-shape, and how many are going to be.
Right.
We'll define the end of each side. This way, the other option would just string them out and then some people come in at the end of the line. That just seems unfair. craft vendors and other things like the children's games, that clearly needs work. Dan's perspective at the stage or stages here.
Like up on the hill.
Yeah, and there is, that is a high point.
Facing
towards
Metro.
Yeah, towards Metro.
I think. How do I say I don't agree with the mayor? And I'm not disagreeing, but I got concerns as to the distraction of passing traffic.
Pretty much that whole side over there is going to be. Usually, we try to keep the food keep it near the food vendors, so as they're drinking or eating, they can watch the band. Where the band now is away from everything. And so when people go to the band, they're away from all the food now again. That's where we started to spread out.
Trade-offs and sort of competing objectives.
Is that white area over there, all that rough stuff, is that usable at all for anything? Or
it's pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit
rainy. It moves. I mean, we drive on it all the time. You can walk out there. It's just a lot of cleanup. I mean, that's the worst part about coming to this area. We haven't done anything back here in years. But, I mean, down the road, we've got back there, 10 acres?
Yeah, I think we kind of thought we'd have to go into that, but we'd have to clean up some trees
up
in here. Right, my place here.
That's what I'm seeing.
Right.
Power, we got ample power. We would put some conduit under the gravel driveway so you're not a tripping hazard. And then surface distribute the food vendors similar to we got two fire hydrants. And we can provide water there. And anywhere else we need water.
What if you tilted the band more like a baseball diamond and faced it southwest, and then maybe you wouldn't have as much distraction from cars that you worry about?
That or else down in front of the village hall,
facing it off in the puzzle, like, see how it's like a V there. I don't know what the hill is like there.
If we're not going to be using
a pretty good hill,
this part of the parking lot here.
Handicap parking.
How many handicap do we need?
73.
What did we keep for the other one?
57.
Yeah. I don't think we set up five spots for the handicap.
Then who do we open up the 15 other spaces to?
Up front? Yeah, what I'm saying is trying to move the band over in that area where it's closer to the food, where people can sit and everything else down in that lower part, and have it shoot back down towards.
Who do we have handicap like behind?
We can have handicap all the way down the back side of this.
Yeah, we can have handicap behind the old PD.
And then we can still use. We're spreading out farther and farther, and we've got a lot of parking area that we try to keep everything, I'm just saying, try to keep things more on blacktop, so if it does rain or anything else, the band's going to be washed out in the grass.
One dilemma is we're closing off the circulation for food vendors, so vehicles pull in here. They can't find the space, there's pedestrians, there's vehicle
but
back,
we don't
there's conflicts.
you don't want to put anybody up there. You put the only thing we'd need up there is handicap, and we can put those rundles around to the back.
True, yeah.
And have them come straight in. And then use that whole square up in there for the whole fest in front of them.
But for what?
For the band that you're moving out. Maybe bring the crafters up closer. So the more that we spread it out, the crafters get upset when they get spread too far away. The car show, when it got too far away, nobody went to the car show they either went to the car show or they went to the fest. They didn't go to both because they were too far apart. And so until we get bigger, I mean, we got plenty of room to spread, but until we get bigger, to try to tighten it up a little.
Do we have any idea of how many craft vendors
are like for the show? Well, history repeats itself. It's 15-20, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say. Mm-hmm. My thing with my games is I'm going to need at least two electrical hookups. I don't know if you consider that all the way down where you have the games that would need electricity.
We can run now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then that's not an issue.
And I guess my only reference point last year, there was, I want to say, 20 or so craft vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And you had quite a bit of acreage with games. I don't have a concern about people feeling left out.
In my opinion, and I understand where you're coming from 100%, but it's almost like you want to leave 80% of it in a parking lot. I think then you should just concentrate on the grass and maybe eliminate you can use the parking lot. You're going to be two friends here. And here you have 8 times more space. Somehow utilize all of the grass. If you want to keep everything together, which I understand, you don't want to separate.
But the more, like I said, when you bring them all the way up there, you'll get the crafters mad because they're not near the food and everything else where the majority of the people are walking. Because the car show and the crafters don't bring in a ton. I mean, they bring in some people, but
right.
Then it gets divided. And you got a slow, we went from a nice tight to wide, real wide open, and if we don't have anything in between, nobody's there. Like when a band plays, people sitting down and eating like to listen to the band, and they would get upset. Then we would have to try to move chairs up to the band and try to get handicapped people and everything else into the grass.
Where was the beer tent supposed to be? In the same where the food circle in the parking lot area there? Because I know that was a big issue when we did it years ago. Remember when we did it over at McGee?
Yeah, they would be on the sidewalk.
Remember when we did it at McGee? Did anybody, we had one of the Beatles bands, you know, it was big, but because it was school property, couldn't sell the beer on the property. So it was, we had it off just off the parking lot on the road. And they were confined to that area, and they were all upset. I mean, they had a perfect view of the band, but they were 25 yards away, and they wanted to be right up, sitting tight to the band. That's an issue.
Can I answer the question where the beer can should go?
In line with the vendors. But what if we had the vendors, and you just didn't have picnic tables here, and then they just walk over here to a picnic table to sit and eat? Where before we had the vendors and the picnic tables.
Right.
So if you have the vendors and then they have to walk 50 feet down, then they're closer to the vendors and they're closer to the crafters and they're closer to
them. And we've never had, we had tables set up over there.
Just don't have any tables by the vendors.
That's
not like we're asking them to walk half a mile.
No, that's a good idea.
And I agree with you with the car show. It was over here and everything was over here.
A lot tighter at that, and trying to stay away from the tracks as much as possible for right now.
Right.
Because that's one of the biggest concerns with the chief, is somebody drinking too much and going that way. But
we're going to put fence up, correct?
Yeah.
Not that they can't follow the
bat. Or walk around it.
As to picnic tables, unfortunately, there's not really any limit.
No,
they'd have to be over there.
They'd have to go here.
Yeah, by the van, or by the car show, and by everything else. So they can go get the food there, and then they have to walk and go sit.
People
can
put the picnic tables by the food vendors, and then
they
can just walk over to the park area, we'll call it, and sit there, and then they're around
everything. They could sit and watch the band in those tables, whereas usually they have to set up a straw.
From that parking lot where they put the snow, dragging, if we were to drag buckets southeast across that, in that rough area, is that at all smoothable to make that area more usable?
Back here.
Yeah.
Can
well,
can I grade it to do some good? Of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't take much to put the band back in.
And it's
coarser.
No, not unless you're going to spend some real money to import soil.
No.
And then we're we've got tents where all the picnic tables are going to go, right? Enough tents.
So, I guess the question, Vicki, is who's the siting committee?
Ron, and Ron.
Well,
I think what we need to do personally, and more than just you, obviously, a few of us, is go out there and take some white spray paint and just kind of visual it that way.
Ron, can I have a pen?
You know, this is this section, that's that section, and just see what the walk would be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, kind of lay it out to the best that we can with what we know we may have.
And put some maybe some topography on it so that we know this is a hill, or if it is a hill.
You know, the ones have to be white, and here with a black, and say, okay,
how much
black
do we have?
Because that's a pretty good drop from just east of the pump house, like we were talking about putting the van down. So then even, that's a good.
For
3 feet, 4 feet, full run.
Yeah.
When you figure we got a lot of people we do have is older and been coming to it to move around that far and stuff. I'm just.
Right. No, I'm just kind of waiting too. That's why I think 3 or 4 people need to go out there and try and do the best and spray paint, lay it out.
The one thing I will say, I think the nice side. Idea about having a car show kind of along the road is it's a real draw.
Right. We can always start the car show as close as and then go out to make it fit, depending on the cars. The cars would be great out there.
Right along the seat, right there, we'll see.
What's your status?
We haven't
gotten
to that yet,
sir. All right, so what do you think, Ron? Who would you like to come out there and walk and talk and draw with?
Well, I think we're kind of stuck with making real decisions till we know what stage we have to fit. Wouldn't you agree? Because if we put in that we're getting the big core stage and that doesn't come, then everything's got to change.
Right.
So I think it's pretty hard to lay that out till we know what the staging.
How big that stage is. Or are we using what we had or what we've gotten before? I mean, if we're going to do that, we can put that thing up anywhere.
But if they're coming with a big stage like they talked,
it's got to be pretty level, and
I think you'd need to.
To your question, maybe I think we need 3 or 4 people in the siding layout committee. Everybody's put legitimate suggestions on the table. I think the whole committee trying to figure this out will keep going in circles.
Right. Okay.
Fair for.
So let's plan that then. We'll see when Don can give us an answer as far as the stage, and hopefully quicker than later, and then we'll go to option number 2 if that's not going to happen. And you can give us like some dimensions of it so we can build off of that. Okay?
What we can get now?
What stage do we have?
The stage we can get right now is the one from the school. It's about like this. It was what was in front of the hay wagon. It's a safe route.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those panels got to be 3 feet wide.
Probably about
10 to 12 feet long.
That was big enough, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for a small band. It works out great.
So
but if
it's a safe 4 to make 4 by 12.
But if it's a big band coming in,
yeah.
And usually you want to, we had the two of them, which made it nice because when one big band was coming, the other one could play in front, and you could keep it going instead of having a dead space of an hour or so.
Can we get the A wagon too?
Right. We asked, and I got a smile, and I haven't seen him since, so I don't know. So I don't know what to do.
No. The hay wagon and
the green stage
trailer. Oval stage at Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately then for the location layout, we're kind of pending until we hear from Don, and then...
The only comment, I guess the rope bridge, I guess if it went from an uneven surface to a surface, it could be done, but it couldn't go, you know what I mean?
It's got to be flat on each end, and when we traverse, maybe get a little sandy water.
If I'm able to, and I'm still working on the climbing wall, that thing has to be pretty flat because they it has to be pretty flat surface.
Are you able?
It doesn't have to be together. It would be nice if it was close by volunteers.
They
don't have to be next to
try to put everything all right there.
Right, all the games.
Yeah.
Are you able to define at least approximate square footage and their peculiarities for each and everything that you're intending to bring out?
You want the size?
You
got
to play the musical to scale box game, and what?
If you saw last year, I believe the rope bridge was about 140 feet wide. It's pretty far. Because of the way, I would guess, the climbing wall, it kind of goes up, but it goes on a fairly big trailer, and I would guess, ballpark, it's similar to the Army, but I would say about 50 feet, 40 feet long.
The footprint for it, for the other ones, the trailers? I really didn't pay attention. I know we had the problem because we had to put the climbing wall of the Army in the road because of that.
It's got to be at least 30, 40 feet, no clue.
I mean, with the other thing,
But then there's other games.
That would be key.
It's a big footprint for all the games.
So it'll be about the same as last year?
The only difference would be if I was able to snag another trailer game so that there would be two of those trailers instead of one.
Get the bounce. The bouncy thing.
Yeah, but that's from same as last year. The only difference between if we had everything, what's going now is that it might possibly have one extra trailer. The bouncy things would be the same.
Where I'm going with this line of question is, my opinion, to scale little boxes for the initial layout, and then we discuss it. We feel it looks okay, or we play some moving around. Then to go out and paint or stake in the ground to see what it really looks like, and we got a good circulation. We failed some changes need to be made. Ultimately, after everything stays painted in advance, like a week in advance of what we intend to do. But to just go out in the field and say, I think that's 100 feet, 25 feet, we'll get a
confuse ourselves and get frustrated.
I don't know why you left.
So please, whatever you're intending to bring or no shovel bring, help me so we can get tell me it's 160 feet by 15 feet.
Yeah.
How much space is
needed
for it? Right. Okay. So what is this down there?
I gotta go back and check. It's an aerial, Wake County aerial photo. And you can expand and contract.
37 and 3/4 feet.
The road bridge needs to be secure on both sides. We talked about having to possibly bring in two of your big work trucks.
Right.
We can't find two trees because we use come along.
Yeah.
And that's
okay. So you're looking for dimensions from anybody that can give them to him? So that he has an idea, and here meanwhile you're going to figure out the
square footage, so if it's like one tenth to scale,
so then they know how to scale everything down.
Well, they can just provide the actual dimension.
That's
a little box and what I know, 160 feet by 15 feet or whatever
Okay, so then we discussed Boy Scouts. You're still looking into the climbing wall.
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay.
They just purchased it. They really don't have a procedure for you contact the right people, and it seems like they're receptive.
Okay.
And I've secured the rope.
Okay.
Good draw.
Vendors.
So you said the Boy Scouts won't be there,
though. No. My crew is a veteran group. I won't personally be there.
Okay. Yeah, there is an update on the July 2nd.
Oh, okay.
I just got there last night.
Sorry.
But they requested, so I went out and found volunteers there with them. Meeting some other guys not be there. I'm working with the group, and they'll be there. No problem.
Food vendors?
I have not, I'm sorry.
He's coming back on the 26th.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then it stands the same. Lovely's, Lake, Lily's, Lomali's, Copa, Scotty's, maybe the Cookies and More, and Sammy's is still finding, or, I'm sorry, Sammy's, and still looking for a pizza provider. I don't know. I'm not sure if he looked into that.
Is there some things that, I mean, did Don have leads or connections on us, or did he just get assigned?
He's communicated with everybody and
okay.
Just waiting the dates and their availability.
And I was going to ask him for a list of, you know, what Lelouch is doing and what Lomelli's is doing, so then I can put that in the minutes as well.
Because if there's other things that I can follow up on, I would.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, buddy.
I think the only one was really the pizza and they threw out some places in the area.
Pizza?
Not the Savannah, Red's Beach.
Okay.
And maybe other places.
But we were also looking at the one in the park.
Right.
Galati.
Because
they're close. And
then Finelli's
we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I do listen to this.
Galati's.
Boy, you're good.
Okay, run that by making Galati's,
Finelli's.
Apparently,
Pizza Place doesn't want to
do it, I would
Pizza
guess.
Place and Gene aren't available this year.
Yeah, okay.
I think he was looking at the trackless train. I think he was looking at it, though.
I was told the trackless train is out.
Oh, okay.
Which is
pretty good because I think we'd be screwed.
Well, I
trying
think
to
the
run
leaves
the
fall, we might behave right.
Spot.
And I think that's in here somewhere,
yeah.
Depending, you know, how
think,
can we do it.
I think, wow.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think.
The hayride. I'm sure we'll also be contacted to see to use their 30, and I think that was Don, his church, 30-foot tent.
I believe so.
That's a Don, okay. He also mentioned to contact the Longley Park District to use some of their 50 tables. Beer and wine, there was no update, and there is not one tonight as well. Mr. Ted, you went around too much, buddy.
Yeah.
He was over there and under the... What is the update on the car show?
Got a hold of him just a little bit ago, and he said he's interested in it. So he just needs to know some more questions, and I got to find out what questions are done.
Okay.
But he stopped what he wants to do.
He is who?
He is the one that did the Round Lake Beach Fest.
The one on Sunday?
Yeah. Or their big fest. He did the car show for it.
On Sunday?
It was all weekend.
So the riders or no?
The low riders were part of it, yes.
Okay.
It was a combination of both.
They had, the other one didn't turn out real well because of the weather, so a lot of cars didn't show, but the low riders came in, I think it was like 30 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
Are you low riding over there, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. You'll be able to answer or let us know anything.
For sure.
All right, bingo. Like I said, I have to give Sonia the date. She was checking with church. And going to get back to me. Crafters.
Did you get the flyer done?
Well, you know, I worked on that.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't get a lot done. Do you have a program pass down there?
I have looked in all the flyers, or all the folders.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no PDF or any Word.
You know who did them for us? Elena from the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I played on Microsoft Word, and I mean, mm-hmm. I paste all the little things that I have out.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's nothing useful that.
If you talk to Elena,
she's
the library. Yeah, I'm pretty certain she did it the last few years. To be honest with you.
Yeah, because the other flyers didn't need to.
If not, let me ask you to give Joyce a call. Joyce said she would do what she could to help us. And if we're at an impasse on that, because here's the difficulty. If we don't get that out really soon, we're not going to end up with the crafters. You're not going to have enough time to reach them all and for them to hum-haw around and get back.
Not that she would. I mean, I don't think she would have needed a program for this one.
I can't see.
This was last year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she needed a program for that.
No, we
can't. But I know there's programs out there. You know, like I said, I did something,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to cut tape because it doesn't cooperate with
right.
me.
Right,
where
right.
I want it to go.
Talk to Elena.
Okay.
For sure. And then, like I said, if for some reason she's bogged down and can't, talk to Joyce
okay.
and see how it was done. I'm pretty certain, though, it was Elena.
So you think Elena did that one last year, too?
I don't think that one. That one looks pretty much like just a computer, but there was
right.
a really cool one the year before.
Year before.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure she did that one.
So nobody else has a program.
I advertised
it. I know. What did she do?
No, I think Elena is from the library, but check her. And then we did have the person from the advertiser. Who was that? Who was that masked woman? I don't know.
You know, we're being the Shannon. Yeah,
well,
I think it was Janet.
Yeah,
just take a flyer for the day with at least some of the general stuff on it. Obviously, we don't have anything in stone, so
mm-hmm.
we can't say that
mm-hmm.
we're going to have this or that, but we can put general crafters and vendors on the
card. Who's available for somebody to talk?
I don't know.
How do
you
put
it together?
Why do
you have that program?
I believe my daughter and my wife, too.
I mean, I can
sit down
with
you. Isn't there a craft show coming up at the Civic Center?
Do they just have the one at the Beach Fest? And
I'll talk to them.
And if that's also not possible for whatever reason.
I can have my daughter or them call you.
Otherwise, talk to Shanna, because she can do simple things like that too. Shanna from the Chamber. She needs it to get going, but if we tell her we just don't have that as a resource right now, can she help us with a flyer? She's got one girl that works there who's like a major whiz on the computer. So, but we need to get moving on that like super, super fast, unfortunately.
Do you happen to know Elena's hours? I mean, is she needs 5 or is she just a part-time over there?
No, she's full-time.
Full-time.
I don't know her hours.
She gets there later, like 11. She's there later.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's at the Chamber luncheon today. I wish I'd have known. I'd have said something to her.
She could be.
All right. Fire department will be contacted to see if they have any issues with the new location. He wasn't at the last meeting, I don't believe. Fire department.
No, no, they weren't.
He was at the first one, but I don't think he was at the second.
I thought he was out there and he gave us our blessing when we went out.
I believe he did. That's why I just thought I think everything was okay with that.
And he sent Gary Bittler, the chief over in the beach, a letter, and I believe it should be pretty well set.
So we should be okay there?
Yeah.
Magic Dave. We had him last year at a cost. And I think we were just wondering if we wanted to have him come back.
He was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hit.
How much was it?
I think
it's probably a couple hundred.
Maybe. He was pretty expensive.
I thought you had
that. For 200, you couldn't.
I think if we're controlling all of our other costs, we can afford to.
Mm-hmm. And I gave you the folder from last year. I'm going to pick any folder. I just have to copy those two things, and that's one of them. I will contact him and ask him what his cost would be. Do you remember, Sue, with the hour, hour and a half, 2 hours?
It was 1 hour or a half hour.
I'll get half.
I know it wasn't as long as we really wanted because of this cost.
Right.
So we went a little lesser.
We would the time and the schedule.
Well, that's.
I mean, that
we're cutting down hours.
We're leaving daylight, and if you're still planning on doing like cooking or hot dogs or taco eating contest, all that stuff takes place.
Right.
And is she going to be over by the chippy area stage kind of thing?
We have two stages.
Everything's always taking place on the one main stage. Mm-hmm. Everything we do takes place there.
So they put it out
there. Their modern day Romeos. Aren't they going to have their own stage?
I haven't heard one.
And then the high school stage we can use
for the other bit.
Well, I suppose when you're bringing that out for a half hour and set that all up for a half hour.
What Dan had talked about at the last meeting, and I know you guys don't have, the minutes that Vicki and I are looking at, but
no.
They're not approved yet.
No, I'm kidding.
But they talked about having, like, the high school band or the Park District band or something come and...
Mm-hmm.
What? What are you guys doing?
I think
we're
just squeezing too much.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what.
Well, we know. If you get two bands playing against each other.
Yeah, not only two bands at the same time, but two stages at the same time. I think we'll have to go on with it.
But the music travels and.
One's
tearing down or setting up, the other one's playing. Then they're tearing down or setting up, and the other one.
Yeah, that's
so you got
like
something going.
15 minutes
to a half hour tops.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was the time we used to have an event,
right.
A contest or something.
But
most of it was all. I mean, once all that stuff is done, then we started using bands. And we kept the bands going.
None of that was filler for tear down or tear up. That was get done. Get the show on the road.
Okay.
I mean, they were pushing all forward.
Most of the bands, you're running 2 hours apiece. They're somewhere around there, so that's 6 hours there. And then we had 2 hours or so with
Tackle and pie contest, and then Magic Dave, the puppets.
The puppets, yep.
You got the whole thing full there. You try to stick in another band, and you're gonna have to make it two completely different areas, and
then people have to choose
which one they want to go to, and you're gonna split it up. We need to get longer, more days to do.
We don't know.
I think we talked about it, but it was all pending on what was coming in and what the churches were going to do. So I'm not going to concentrate a whole lot on that right now until we get finalization of the other stuff. No, that's a different category.
Oh.
These were on top of, like, the village doing, you know, little games for the kids. But let's wait and see what happens. Because, again, you can't pick 25 things in a bag that will send. Craft, same thing. We'll pen and see. That's something we have to talk about tonight. Contest. We had lots of a chili cook-off, a baking contest, a pickle contest, a crack weeding contest. Obviously, along with that, we need judges. Ribbon.
And a pickle making contest?
Kind of like the blue ribbon fairground kind of thing.
So that's
where you get recorded.
Again, we wait and see what, you know, what's the deal on the stages and what's the deal on the bands and work around that and see what kind of time. So should we kind of, it's here, we're not going to forget it, but we're not going to discuss it tonight.
Well, we don't really have anything to update it with you right now.
No. Just have to decide, are we going to have four contests? We're going to have two contests, we're going to have one coming.
Well.
You know, the pie isn't a real big one. You just have people over there and you eat them and taste them and you say yes or no.
Are we sure it's that easy? Actually, the pie is
the longest.
The most tedious.
Right.
It takes the longest.
Can you have judges?
Well, and they each get a little piece, a little slice of each pie. And that's... And we had nobody sign up last year, so if we wanted to eliminate that one, that's a pain in the ass.
But we got a judge now.
Getting the judges never been an issue with this one. Getting the judge is the hard part. I mean, it's the easy part.
Yeah.
That one does, that takes the longest.
I couldn't do that because if they did like cherry or something, I don't like it. So
I'm
going to right there say, no.
The taco eating contest is relatively quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was still going. I think Jose was going to do the tacos for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, and the time it takes to do the two temperatures of tacos, they can be done, you know.
Yeah.
And it depends on how many pies.
Right.
I think the most we had was
seven.
Seven pies.
I personally think that everybody should be joining in on the taco eating contest because the tacos are so good and you get to eat. You don't have to win. You get both.
That's the first seven.
Yeah, but they only
have so many.
It's a lot.
I'm giving
away
37
tacos.
Right. So yes to the taco.
Mm-hmm.
No to the pie baking.
I mean,
I think it's still
put it out
there. We're going to kind of wait
and see. I'll do it. I have no problem, and I know Lisa Butler will help me. We've done it before. It'll be a little easier because in September I won't have to worry about the pies in 100-degree temperature.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that, but I mean.
Oh, I put a call in already. I'm good.
It's
always a good call
now.
Right. I mean,
good
so
the rest of the pie goes for a good time.
And explore the next door.
Because I do, you know, they look at the pies before I cut them.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, in September.
How many judges do you need for something like that?
Well, I think, I've normally had five.
Good, you only made.
But I could do it with three. But that was the thing, if I have, you know, some people didn't like other pies, and I have some for the double crust, some for the single crust. I'll do it. If we want to do it, I'll get it done.
Well, we'll
put it.
That's another thing we
also put
to
do. That
just
takes
time.
Right.
Why don't you call dealers out and see if you could get the help you need and, you know, as far as the input and interest in doing it.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I can get the help, and I know I can get the judge. I mean, if Lisa just helps me.
Yeah.
And that's what this is, if who brings pies in.
But, you know,
I'll never know. I don't know if I'm going to get...
And when I was there, after the fact, everybody saw, if I would have known, I would have brought a pie, you know.
I know, I can't put it on more flyers than we put out. It was on everything. And September is getting into pie baking season, so there might be more.
You can't be like that if you're going to be.
I'm not a judge.
Then that's good.
I know who made all the pies. I know.
Okay, and not the pie.
No, the pie baking.
Getting sponsors on the back of shirts. Those are donated more than $250. I don't think, if anybody had to put a time frame on that, how long do you think it would take to make a shirt?
He can usually get those within a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're good until Don gets back on that.
Those lime green things.
You want to wear green?
No.
Hot pink. Oh.
That's fine. I'm man enough to say I'll wear pink.
I'd rather wear lime green.
Sponsor letters Pat has possession of. She's going to work on that. All right, and we are down to, and I think, down to the others. Suggestion of calling around Lake High School for volunteers, which...
I do that.
Do you usually get...
Third week in August.
Yeah. How many do you usually get out of that? I mean, just if we needed 20. Do you get 20 or no?
I mean, I probably could. I've only ever asked, you know, for just numbers because they help me with my games.
Okay.
So I've never asked for more than five or six, but I, you know, get
the... The other place to do it is the Catholic Carmel.
Maybe I do.
Because they have to do community service.
Yeah. Yes.
And a lot of them live in the area that they
have. It's just, yeah, I mean, you don't want to have
Carmel
a bazillion of them standing around.
Right.
Something to do.
Hornet traffic. Don't you remember who brought that up?
I brought it up, but who was it who said? Dan said he knew how to take care of that. So let's put hornets.
Did you build them?
No, he was able to get them.
Oh, okay. Trash.
And didn't we spray for mosquitoes and stuff beforehand too? I think we had a couple of bugs.
Mm-hmm. So we all
we did the year before, but last year I thought it got loaded down because of the cost.
I don't know. I know one year we had them.
I don't think we did it last year either.
It was so dry.
It was so hot and dry.
Yeah.
We didn't need
it. So on that one, I guess what we should do is kind of touch on the possibility and see if they would be available and whatnot, but keep it off to the side. If we don't need it, we don't get it. If we do need it, we can...
Even
the
handheld
ones,
like those you can buy.
Mine
works
good. Yeah, I have one too.
Band.
It does work for a little
bit. That's who that is. Houston Bank. That's Bank. Community Bank to perform.
It could be part of the magic show.
So that was a Dan thing. And there again, we're going to have to wait. Possibly reaching out to the Girl Scouts for a bake sale. That doesn't require us to do anything. It's just their opportunity to make a few dollars. I unfortunately don't know any Girl Scouts. Anybody else know any Girl Scouts? One? Twice?
Can I do one? Can they bring food, a bake sale? Can they bring food to this event? Or are they going to have the... I still think they need the food inspector for whatever reason. Even though they're bringing bake, I thought somebody wanted to do that the other year and couldn't.
Okay, so how will know the answer to this?
When they can get licenses.
John.
Right.
John will know the answer to this, so we'll put that on the back burner for his return.
Is that what it was?
Yep,
it
I think so too.
I just remember somebody wanted to bring something out.
Yeah, give it away.
They can't, right.
As long as they gave it away, it was fine. Yeah. Didn't need a permit. Greg, you don't have a Girl Scout? No, they're not Girl Scouts.
A girl is not a Girl Scout.
I mean, I can have my wife. She's been involved. It's been a while.
let's touch base. Okay. Hayride, I think we pretty much said no, just due to the route and whatever the concerns at this point. Our vendors, that was a suggestion by Dan, follow up with Monica Mara, Civic Center for others.
And I would have, but I turned my minutes in and I didn't get to read them before I turned them in, so I didn't know I was going to, I couldn't remember what I said I was going
to
do.
Wait, I sent it to you, PDF.
Did you send it to the Yahoo address?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Your email link.
Well, I didn't get it.
I sent it to your email link.
Okay, so Art and
Monica. Those
letters
might
be Monica.
Yes, I haven't
found it.
These were some more suggestions from Dan, and again, I think we need to wait and make sure we don't have 50 things. But like a fitness, veterinarians, a dog course, and there again, I think we just kind of need to wait. Those are things that I don't think we have to put stone today.
We have to see
but
that.
But definitely within the next 2 weeks.
Space is really
exactly. Zero. I understand where he's coming from, and mm-hmm. ideas are always good, but again, we've got to be careful.
This is a one-day event?
Hour event. So if I had to really get the culture board and, go from there.
Not only did you say that on
time event board needed.
It's on that now.
Time event board needed.
Time event in charge of what's going on then.
Okay. All right. And that's what I think we should try and work on at the next one. If we get confirmation from Don in a stage situation, then we can start going from there and put time down. Who's going to do what, when,
mm-hmm.
where.
Right. And when you have these people locked in for sure, let Keith know so he can start on the sponsor board.
Okay. And guess what, guys? Done. So let's go back because I didn't verify with you. Sorry, I thought I didn't.
Who would you?
He's looking right at me. How many things do you bring? Games do you bring?
Two.
Oh, there's two games. Okay.
For sure.
What's the bounty?
And the bounty?
Well, that, I mean, yeah, I don't...
Right, you don't bring it, but it's four. But there was two bounties there.
There's been two or three bounties. I mean, we have three bounties one year, but normally two bounties. We've had we're definitely going to have the bridge. And then, I know for sure, one trailer game in the duck pond, which is, just a little swimming pool thing, but that... The trailer game, I'm assuming it's going to be the Pirates of the Caribbean again, which is a little shooting game. Shoot the Anarchy South Town.
Climbing wall.
Question mark, but feels confident.
The merry-go-round?
Two.
Well, I don't know.
It all depends on the race.
I don't know that we could do it this year, but I think we could get him over here.
For one day.
To do he would rather have a two-day thing, but because he's taking...
But with the area and stuff that we've got, maybe...
So you're saying if we can clean this out a little bit back here, make
actually,
it back
that,
for next year, we have a little more time for planning and stuff, right? Because later in the year opens up the possibility because there's not as many festivals and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And if they can extend their year, they'll be happy to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Did we come up with a cost?
To
get the electric and everything put back there. I mean, I know Kevin's more than willing to do it, but we're going to have to pay for cabling and everything else on this new site.
The answer to your question, Keith, is no, I cannot tell you tonight as much material has to be purchased. That'll come clearer once we have an agreed upon layout, right? What's coming where.
I'm just kind of curious on that because I think that's going to become one of our biggest costs of this whole thing, moving it from one site to the next.
You can just forego my pay then and put that to the
And you know what? We saw you saying that. Wow. How incredibly generous are you?
That was Bill Mondor.
The day for the event.
Oh, my God.
For the event. Yeah. Well, then you guys need to have your ears clean. And that's on the report.
It was Pete Molitor.
I mean, I
didn't say he would suspend his pay, period. You could take it.
Yeah, how much money we spent by electrifying the cable.
Okay, so I guess then that draws another question back to this. we're not going to want something 150 feet away that needs electricity. So again, we're going to have to keep
electricity is right here.
No, I know, but you're not going to want something that needs electricity over by the train station. So now we're going to also have to look at everything that needs electricity and keep it close.
There's three boxes out there, and I don't know which one ComEd will let us pull off of stone poles, only out of our building there, but there's a ComEd utility box
in the
woods there,
yeah.
And if they let us pull off of that, well, that eliminates a whole lot of cable to put down. And there's also one on the corner of the train tracks and Cedar Lake Road, that if they let us pull off of that, you're cutting a lot down too. So...
the problem with the ComEd is, I remember when Kevin and I looked at 40 volts with a non-starter
one. Okay, so that
we have 120, 240 in the well.
Okay,
and off.
So pretty much it's all coming from the well then.
And off the building.
Right.
Correct.
Right. So if we can actually move it more this lane back in the building. And still have power off of taking power off of that building, this building,
yep.
And the well house.
I know exactly,
and then
but there's your
huge transformer
you.
In the well house.
That's
retrained
from what
I've done. I'm not sure.
No
try to draw too much here.
But there's what? Next door, that's all just been redone, and there's nothing being pulled out of that.
Well, I just want to let you know.
But.
John was doing the waste management too.
Yep, that's all good.
And that's
yep.
all pretty much done.
Okay. Yep, that's confirmed. And for setting the roll out tire limit and washing station and two handicap shelves. All right. Brandy my notes.
My notes.
I sent them to the I listened to it too.
Okay, so I need to call Bob Newport for the picnic tables, too.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. There were two things for you. My apologies.
Yes. No, that's okay.
Advertising. You could have Bob, that was Bob Newport, too. But I don't know how proud they are with their...
Just put it in an ad for their book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I know our book went to print already for fall. I don't know that theirs is done yet.
Okay.
The person you contacted wanted a water system.
Right. And you said, let me talk to...
Yes, I'll be happy
all
to
right.
do that.
And then Sue is down here as well. Why is she under this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think just to see if Don hit her from Corbs, which I think we all figured out.
Right. And I just need the sponsor letter. That was the only thing.
That has that.
Right.
Well, what she gave me what Great Lakes is doing, and so I'm going to scan it and send it to Eric.
Okay.
So Eric can take a look at it and give his thoughts.
And then I talked to Donna Dawn on Monday. And she doesn't have a problem going out for the donations. And I told her I have last year's list that I will forward. So once that hears from Eric, then I will communicate with them.
What is she going to do?
There's a list. It's not a very big one. And I think it's Joyce's list from last time that she went out with donations. But well, these I think are just people that she went
to. Oh, and oh
yeah.
Personal
this,
request.
And, you know, and what we do is our big vendors, and send it to them. Yeah, we get them. I know Backstone Woodman said they would do the same $500. You just needed a letter with my cash on the door the other night.
Now, do what? I know your letter says $1,500, $250, $100. Do we want to keep them?
That's a big choice there.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave it alone.
No, it's just about doing a four-page slide-in.
No, yeah, you have to take that out.
Okay.
That's our
brochure.
What is this good for?
See, I just wanted to know if you wanted to see who it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of those little guys down there were the car show. I think Dave and Rose went out and got all those for the car show.
I think you mentioned advertising. If you get this also, they have a community events list. And not that it's going to be a big thing.
And they haven't been there long last year.
Okay, so we are going to take
advantage. I can, but let me just look at the front page. grant comes to live off, if there's a life, will they do it monthly?
I'll find out. Okay, do you want to keep that or may I have it? I'll get back to you. Just okay. Yes, I will go stop over there. Okay, you have a date with it? We can at least, right. The basic question, which all of them know, Avon Township, Fremont Township, do they also have? Yes, like a monthly. But Fremont Township, we only have, there's only two little precincts in Fremont, way up in the corner there. So where we can do it.
Well, please do, because I mean.
Okay.
Me too, but. You know.
Well, then.
Okay.
Hate to miss anybody.
Plus, we'll take non-residents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Their money's green and safe, just like yours and mine.
Mine. So ask Eric if we can use something like this over here. We tweak it a lot, because this is based on an ad book. Is that top one too?
Family picnic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a vote.
Okay.
That's so maybe like recognition in our vote for those funds.
So they get sponsor board and then we do announcements too during the during the event. So that's really all you do.
You know, those dollar amounts. That's right, you know, and you get vote is all over your bonds and you know. Tagging that instead of a whole day cafe. Bronze sponsor, gold sponsor, silver sponsor. Okay, anybody else? Good, good, good. Well, I'm thinking two from six. What do you think?
Try that. No. No. Today? 18th, so that would be the first of August.
First of August, you are correct.
Okie dokie. And it's at 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
Or whenever you happen to stroll in.
I want to see what catch me. Look at my ankle.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. You need to turn at 7:09. 8:09. I'll take it with 8 o'clock.